Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg 18, Polokwane 17, Rustenburg 25 degrees. The EFF is urging President Cyril Ramaphosa to sign 17 bills on his desk awaiting his signature, including the Communal Property Association's Amendment Bill. Of the 17 bills, 7 were passed in May as the 6th Parliament rushed to conclude its business. The party suggested the need for constitutional court involvement to expedite the process. Government says the interest rate cut provides much needed relief to businesses and households as the economy recovers from recent challenges. The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee has cut the repo rate by 25 basis points, bringing it down to 8%. This is the first reduction in 4 years, is government spokesperson Nomonde Nqwa.
Government is constantly supporting policies that strengthen economic stability and enhance the well-being of all South Africans, and will continue to ensure that the positive inflation trend is maintained while addressing challenges faced by other sectors of the economy.
Now, FNB economist Estar says the repo rate cuts will help cash-strapped consumers have a little extra money in their pockets.
The effect for the consumer is you are going to be having a little bit of extra money in your pocket, which you can then put towards things like paying off your debt or alternatively saving for an emergency.
And Betterbond says the 25 basis point interest rate cut will reflect positively on the housing market. South Africa's repo rate now stands at 8%. Here's Betterbond's Brad Bendel.
Betterbond has already seen a 6.5% quarter-on-quarter pickup in bond applications, and we expect this trend to continue over the next few months if the prime lending rate continues to drop, as economists expect.
On to crime-related matters, Operation Shanella in Esterus and Silverton in Tshwane yesterday resulted in the arrest of over 350 suspects. They were arrested for various crimes, including that of murder and rape. Here's police spokesperson Jan van Dijk.
During the operation, 484 individuals, 247 vehicles and 26 targeted premises were searched. 45 vehicles were tested to verify that they were not stolen. Additionally, 18 liquor premises were inspected, with 6,000 milliliters of liquor found abandoned and were booked in for safekeeping and will be destroyed.
And finally, Zero Carbon Charge is calling on government to recognize the importance of off-grid renewable power charging infrastructure in the fight against climate change. The nationwide development of 120 off-grid solar-powered electric vehicle charging stations is poised to play a critical role in helping South Africa meet its CO2 target reduction rates. I'm Chanel Sepimba. More news in Afrikaans at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh girl, I like you, I do. I wanna be a friend, go shopping in a Benz. I like you, I do. I hit you in a LA, can you fit me in your plans? I like you, I do. We went a better friends and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do. Oh girl, I know you only like it fancy, so I pull up in that Maybach candy. Yeah, your boyfriend, I never understand me, cause I'm about to pull this girl like a hammy. Let's take a little dip, little lady. Hit PCH, I'm ready. Hey, I've been thinking lately that I need someone to save me. Feel you walking round it back again. Oh girl, I like